Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we're going to go right ahead. We are on 6 o'clock, 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and we decided to do this time for you all who are on the Yes, sir. We have with us a very, very super special guest, Brother Imam Yusuf Shah. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we're going to get it together. We're not even worried about difficulties. Difficulties comes, ease comes after difficulty. So take it away, Brother Imam Yusuf Shah. I'm going to introduce you. Imam Yusuf Shah II is indeed the son of one of the great generals of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that he called a general, Imam Yusuf Shah. But historically, yeah, he comes from a very powerful lineage of African-American Islam, Islam African-American, the great Drew Ali, the Sheikh Drew Ali. May Allah, peace be on him. And now, he's the grandson of Joseph Gravitt Eel. So with those words, I think I've said enough. I'm anxious, and I will not prolong the agony. The next voice you heard will be the voice of Imam Yusuf Shah, the second.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. Thank you, Imam Alfred Muhammad, for that introduction. We thank Allah for you, and we thank Allah for the work that you do, and we thank you for spearheading this resuscitation of this program, this reset, this restart of Religion Means Alive. Brothers and sisters, we need to have this talk, this reset, this talk about this subject. It is very, very important. And this message that we are going to bring to you this evening is not only something that is a long time awaiting, but it is something that it is needed, community, and it is something that has to happen right away, because we see the residual effects of what is happening in our community today. And when we see these things happening in duplicate and happening and replicated in some of the same ways, we know that we have a problem, and we know that we have to act right away. So we ask Allah to help us move in that direction. And so let's get the formalities out of the way so we can get right down to the nitty-gritty. Because we want to get right into the work, inshallah. So first I want to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all of the believers. And I want to say that I seek refuge in Allah from the rejected enemy Satan. And with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and Master of the Day of Judgment. And I openly bear witness, brothers and sisters, that there is only one God, that there is no God but Allah. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He who has no partners and no associates. And brothers and sisters, I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran has revealed, is the seal of the prophets. He is the seal of the prophets and the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. We thank you for listening to Religion Means a Lot, brothers and sisters, and this is not the last broadcast. This is one of those that will continue in this vein because we need to communicate on this level. We are Muslim men and women in action. My name, brothers and sisters, for those individuals who don't know me, is Imam Yusuf Ibn Shah. I am the grandson of Joseph Red Eel, who was a follower of Noble Drew Adam, who in those days, brothers and sisters, were studiers of the Holy Quran. And so, yes, as Brother Alfred has mentioned, our family on my father's side have a long history and lineage of studying the Holy Quran. So not only did my father understand the true meaning of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but my father did understand it as well. And so we are looking at a third and fourth generation of Muslims in our family. And we thank Allah for blessing our family for accepting Islam in America. Because we know that America at a time was a place where no religion was accepted except for Christianity and maybe Judaism. But we know that if you were not Christian, there was a problem, particularly if you were black. And so we thank Allah. I thank Allah that my mother and father accepted Islam and that I have the opportunity as a young African-American Muslim. Yes, I am African-American. And I am Muslim. You see, a lot of us, we think that because we accept Islam, that we have to disconnect from our culture. Imam W.D. Muhammad did not tell us that we have to separate ourselves from our culture. As a matter of fact, he reinforced the fact that we had our own culture. He was the one who came out and reinforced the fact that we were Bilalian and talked about our culture and ways in which we could build on it. One of the first leaders, African-American leaders in this country to talk about Juneteenth. And so we have a long line of history of people in not only in this country, but in our communities, our local communities, that stand up for this history. So, yes, I'm in this long lineage, and I'm thankful to Allah that I have this opportunity, that He has blessed me to be able to have this opportunity to speak in this way. The subject today, brothers and sisters, is a second tour of duty. Now, years ago, my father in one of the universities in Manhattan, downtown, mentioned a second tour of duty. I think he mentioned it a couple of times, a second tour of duty. And when he mentioned a second tour of duty, many in the community were startled, because they thought it meant something else. But you see, if you really knew my father, you know, my father, you know, he was really, really the type of person who would really try to use a technique which is very effective. See, he would flush you out. He would see where you are. Many of us, he said, yes, a second tour of duty. He said, oh, my God, a second tour of duty. Oh, my God, another another tour with Captain Shaw, oh, my God, that's going to be rough. Because, you know, my father was a worker, and he was going to make sure, listen, you're going to work as long as you stay. As long as you stay, you're going to work. All praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And that's how we got the da'wah done in the community. And why do we say we have to have a second tour of duty? Why is the subject today a second tour of duty? Because we see a despair in the community. We see our people in our community who are suffering. We see the most vulnerable people in our community who are being lynched in the subways in our community. And this is not the first time that we have seen people take matters into their own hands and take one of us and try to take their lives on a New York City subway. We have to go back to reaching out to our people like we did before and give them what we did in the past. Give them that love. Give them that Islam. Give them that foundation that we have. We have to be Muslim men and women in action, brothers and sisters. Because that is the cure. Islam is the answer. And if we don't teach hard like this, if we don't get out here and do it, we're going to lose a lot more people. And we can't stand back and watch it be done when we know we have the answer. I'm from a long generation of brothers and sisters who worked in this community, and we didn't work in the community by sitting around watching things happen. We got out in the community and we worked to make things happen. Now, some of us are lifelong Muslims. Some of us have been around for some of us 50, 60 years, and we know how this is done. But then there are some of us who have not been around. We all need to get together, and we need to get out here and be the Muslim men and women in action that Imam W.D. Muhammad talked about and mobilize in our community to save the ones who are most vulnerable in our community. There's no shame in doing it. When did we become the 500 Club? When? When we know our people are suffering in the community. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, gave and reached out to those individuals who were suffering and helped when he could. And he was not judgmental. So yes, we must strap on our body armor and do a second tour of duty. We must do outreach and we must do inreach as well. We have to reach into ourselves. And we have to say to ourselves, brothers and sisters, are we ready for this second tour of duty? Because it's going to take a lot for us to reach in, to reach out. We have to serve on the streets because that's where our people are. We have to serve on the boardrooms. We have to get on these boards. How can you have an interfaith community if there are no Muslims involved? And we need to be men and women enough to stand up and say it. We have to be Muslim men and women in action. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam was not a person who who was passive in his work. When he was ready to do his work, he did his work. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, Abu Huraira, reported that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, "Surely Allah will raise for this community at the beginning of every century one who will revive for it its faith." The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam said that Allah will send a revival. I believe the revival is Imam W.D. Muhammad. His teachings, his writings, the blueprint that he left, the five-point program, all of this helped revive the religion in us, in the African-American community. And what we have to do, brothers and sisters, now since we have seen all of these things happen in our community, brothers and sisters, we are suffering. Our people are suffering. And in many cases, our people are suffering even worse than they were in the 60s and the 70s. We have to go back into our communities and take back our communities. And it's not about any territorial gains. It's about bringing back love and dignity into the lives of our people. And Islam is the answer. You all know it's the answer. Because look at what Islam has done for you. Look at what Islam has done for me. And now the time has come, brothers and sisters. It is time for the second tour of duty to come. The time is now. There is no worse time for us in this community. We done seen the George Floyds. We done seen the worst of the worst. The time is now. And it's all of us together, brothers and sisters, and the Muslims understand and know how to lead the charge. We are the best people to articulate this community. We can articulate this. This Islam, the way Imam Worthy Muhammad have laid it out in his writings and in his teachings, brothers and sisters, this is something that we should all be looking at. We should all be looking deeply into these things because there's a suffrage in our community that's on the level that we know that we can cure. This second tour of duty takes a commitment. Well, we do things feasibility-wise. We do it for the sake of Allah. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do these things, brothers and sisters, inshallah. We're not going to force anyone because Allah says in 494, let there be no compulsion. And you know, to be quite honest with you, if you don't want to do it, we don't want you. But those of us who understand 495, that there's a special reward for those who step up and go above and beyond, there's a special rank. Come on, stand with the brothers and sisters who are going to be in the bosom of Allah and help those brothers and sisters who are suffering out there in the community because they are suffering. Homelessness, mental illness.
That's right.
And we know we have the answer.
Tell us about it.
Some of us are sitting, living in lavish luxury, and we have Islam. And you have the answer. How selfish can it be? We have to share this. And we have to free our people, and we have to free their minds. And I'm ready to take this second. And I know it's a second. And I'm asking those who are ready to come on, let's do it. Come on, let's go. And so there's a message that's coming. And when I'm going to introduce to you our brother. And he has a message for us. And we are going to lay out this plan and how we're going to do it. But we have to do it together. There's no individualism. This is a communal effort. It's practical.
That's right.
We're going to do this together, brothers and sisters. And so, I ask you, brothers and sisters, to not only be in solidarity with us and the leadership and the ministries of Imam Wahdat Muhammad and the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the leadership of Imam Wahdat Muhammad II. That's very, very important. And I say this because it takes courage and leadership to reach out and reach back to those individuals who we know are suffering and not call it out. We have to do it, brothers and sisters. We have to do it. And so I say to you, there is a second tour of duty. There is no retirement. There are no emeritus. You're not properly relieved until Allah call you. None of you have been properly relieved. Not one of you. So get right back on your post. Why do I say that, brothers and sisters? Because the work has not been done. There's still work to be done, brothers and sisters. You and I both see it.
That's right.
And if I see it so clearly because I work in the community health clinic. I see it very clear. But if you don't see, if you're not in those places and you're not boots on the ground, sometimes you may not see it. But I see it every day. If you don't see this suffrage out here, don't wait. We can't wait until 85-95% of our people are gone. Because that's exactly what they're setting up to do. Islam is the answer. And we can't be so selfish and hold it back and not offer it to the people out here who are suffering. They need us. And so we have a message for you today, brothers and sisters. And we have a strategy. The Prophet Muhammad said, you'll do nothing without a strategy. I'm glad Muhammad didn't do nothing without a strategy. So I'm not going to take up much more of your time because I could go on and on. There is a second tour of duty. I'm taking it. I know the responsibilities because I lived and watched two devout followers, and they were good leaders because they were sincere followers. They loved this religion. And if we just had an ounce, an iota of that, brothers and sisters, we would have paradise tomorrow. All we have to do is follow the blueprint that Imam Warfi B. Muhammad left for us. And galvanize the foundation of the leadership that we have now in his son, Imam Warfi B. Muhammad II. Because he is our leader. And he has the ministry. He understands. His father left all of the information with him. Imam Warfi B. Muhammad was a very, very, very wise man. And I'm sure he would not have left information with somebody who was going to squander it. Believe me. So let us understand what we're doing, brothers and sisters. We have a mission. The mission is not over. It's not over. We have the religion. We know the prayer. Yes, the prayer has been established. But the work still has to be done. And this is how we bring more people into what we know helped us. So I thank you, brothers and sisters. And we must support all positive Muslim programming. And we must support Imam W.D. Muhammad Ministry as much as we possibly can, because this is what's going to help these brothers and sisters in the community. Because we can reach them. Inshallah. So I turn it, if there's any questions, I'm open to questions. I'm open to, Brother Alfred, if you're there, if we can go to the next
step. I'm here, sir. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Whenever you're ready to give the mic to me, I'm ready to make some brief comments, and then we have a question. We're going to have some entertainment by these sisters. They got some music for us.
Oh, yeah.
Music is a part of our culture. So we're going to bring those sisters on. Sisters, are y'all ready?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
So as long as y'all ready than Freddie, if y'all ready than Freddie, then y'all pretty ready. So let's
can you hear me?
For the, yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Our ears are tuned up. Plugged in, and we ready for you all to go. So y'all got about 25 minutes. Can you got 25 minutes of music in us to get our soul? Then I'm gonna come back on, and I'm gonna speak for a little while. Then I'm coming back for a discussion where everybody can participate. Now, you know, anytime we start something, it's gonna be difficult. Not gonna be easy, but I'm understanding that some people are trying to dial and they can't get in, and we'll get it together. Sisters,
inshallah,
that's right. Now it is your time to present that great music that comes back from thousands and thousands of years in Africa and from hundreds of years in the Western Hemisphere. And this music is for people, Rio de Janeiro and to the south, in Brazil, to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Those of us who were brought over here on the ship, and for any other good, decent person that might want to listen to me inspired, I won't have anything more to say. I'm awaiting the voice of our sisters.
Alhamdulillah. Well, before we get started, I'd like to share with the audience, my brothers and sisters, how this came about, how I came into writing songs and recording them. I was first singing with my sisters in South Carolina. We were, I can't say I was a Christian because I never believed that that Jesus was God, but I did sing gospel music. And one of my sister's friends in high school heard us sing and said that his father was a producer and that he thought we sounded really good and wanted to record us. So he invited his father down. His father came and heard us sing, and he brought us to New York to do some recording. And one thing led to the other. And we end up doing Islamic music, but he was a writer also, a guitar player, and he wrote songs for us to sing and to perform, and we did. And then things went down south, so things went downhill. So I had the burning desire inside of my soul to sing. I had difficult times, very difficult times, but my soul desired from a child to where I am now to know who I am, know who God is, and what was all this about? You know, why was all these people here, and what was the purpose? That was just a burning desire in my soul to understand. And being a child, I tried to read every book I could, anything pertaining to God, but it just would not click. But in my soul, as a small child, I remembered the words. I remembered the feeling that I had to find the book. And I became a bookworm, trying to read everything I could get my hands on. My mother used to buy books from the East, and she would forbid me not to bother her books because she said I wouldn't understand it, and it could mess my mind up. But I just couldn't stay away. And in the South, during the time when I was a small child, if your parents told you not to do something, you didn't do it. If you did, you would have hell to pay. I may as well say you would have hell to pay. But I just could not stay away from trying to find the book. And as time progressed, after moving up here into New York, and after doing the recordings and things going downhill, I had friends from the East, that I would speak to, often on the internet. And one of my friends took me to YouTube and played us some music from a singer named Simi Yusuf, Islamic music, and I was blown away, and I was like, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It just clicked.
Yeah.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I prayed. It was during the month of Ramadan, because I wasn't a songwriter. I was just a singer, and I was an arranger. I could arrange, but as far as writing music, that was not my forte. So I went to sleep all high off hearing this music, this Islamic music. And I prayed before I went to sleep, and I asked Allah to please bless me to sing Islamic music. If he would provide a platform for me, I would share everything I know, and I would sing songs in praises of him. And I went to bed, and as I was awakening, I heard portions of a song, and I was blown away because I just couldn't believe that Allah answered my prayers that fast, that it would answer my prayers. And so in that manner. And so I heard the song, and I started to put the rest of the song to it. That I woke up in the wee hours of the morning, and I knew if I didn't get up and write those lyrics down and record that sound, I would forget it. So I grabbed myself my cell phone, and I recorded the melody and the lyrics that I heard, and the next morning, they were still in my head, alhamdulillah. So I just completed the song, and it wasn't difficult, not at all. And not just one song came and at different times. Other songs came as well, and I recorded them. And I'm going to play the first song that came to me. If you can be a little patient with me, I'm going to pull it up right now, and here it is. The title of the song is Life is Life.
Life is life, so be just what you are. Life is life, and you should travel far. We are all here for a purpose, sin for the divine. So do what you came here to do. Go seek and be shall find. And life is life, no matter where you go. Life is life, you reap just what you sow.
Now, that was the first song. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I hope that that the sound was okay. We didn't do a sound check. How was the sound, my brothers and sisters?
It came through. I mean, we'll get it together. We'll get it together so we can, you know, do a little better with the audio tracks. But I think that was really good. I think that, yeah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Uh-huh. Now we have another song, and it's entitled Shahada.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
spoke, the sound wasn't muzzled or anything.
Well, it came through very well, and I think the content of the songs was really astounding, and more so. And I'm telling you, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
How can we get copies? How does that work? Talk to us.
Repeat your statement, please. I didn't quite understand everything you said.
How can, if somebody wanted to get a copy of it, how do you do that?
Oh, you would go through me. You would ask
me.
Information. Okay, would you like the information now, or should we wait till after we're done?
I mean, I think you can do it now, and you can do it afterwards. You can plug it all the way through. I think that works.
Okay, so you can contact me through my email. It's Evolution in Essence, and lowercase letters, evolutioninessence@gmail.com.
Okay,
and
that's
I would
great.
Have to, excuse me?
I said that's great. That's great. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
And I think these are the types of things that we need to support in our community with regard to, you know, arts and culture, because Imam Warsidi Muhammad, as we said before, never told us to disconnect ourselves with our culture and the things that we do artistically. Because
my brother, let me tell you, music is a healing force if you do it correctly. If you do it correctly, the type of music that's being perpetrated all over the world nowadays is destructive. And my organization, we call ourselves SUFRA, SUFA, in capital letters, which stands for Sisters United for Allah. We have decided to, inshallah, to establish an entertainment conglomerate offering a different type of music, offering a different type of music, well, not just to our people, but to the world. Because the music that's being played again, that's being played nowadays, is very destructive. And I believe in my heart that it is my duty to help uplift people with what I have, and Allah has blessed me with this talent. I have, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, she's arrogant." No, I have no reason to feel arrogance. I have no reason to pat myself on the back, because this is a blessing from Allah. Allah blessed me with this. Not, it didn't come from me. It came from Allah.
That's right.
And my duty is to use it to help uplift not just my people, but to help uplift the world. And that is the goal. The goal is to establish a music conglomerate. Well, not a music, an edutainment conglomerate, in order to help the world. That is our goal.
Ma'am.
And inshallah, Allah will bless us to be successful.
Yes, ma'am, and sister, you know, we're going to need, you know, some of those uplifting tunes and things as we go back in the community on our second tour of duty, you know, to deal with, you know, the urban trauma and the things which, you know, we're going to be dealing with our people, because as we reintroduce people to Islam, you know, we're going to need, you know, themes, and we're going to need beats and tunes and rhythms. To help us.
Absolutely,
you know, so,
I agree.
You know, we're going to need the art as well. To assist us in reaching people. So your piece of it is extremely important. We thank Allah for you, sister.
Alhamdulillah. Now I have two more songs to play for you, but I think that
I know you have more. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to play for you right now a song that I believe is, well, all the songs, alhamdulillah, are on time, although these were done a few years back. But at this particular time, where everything is so transparent now, I think this song is right on time. Take a listen.
Let's heal.
Here's the last song. Now, this song is near and dear to my heart. Out of all the songs that we have recorded, this one takes priority. The lead singer on this particular song is my daughter, Shanrika. She was young and very inexperienced at the time, but I thought she had the most beautiful voice. I hope you enjoy it.
Eternal. Slumber sees him not, nor sleep.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. Where would we be without you? Allah. Alhamdulillah. I think this is such a wonderful thing that we have brothers and sisters in our community who are committed to doing this work, who are committed to not only creating such beautiful tunes, but committed to, you know, putting the words together, you know, the time and study that it takes, you know, to putting all of those words together, putting all of those lyrics together, the study it takes, you know, to have it, you know, sound the way it does and, you know, and have it, you know, make sense. You know, it's, you know, very thought provoking, a very long thought process. We thank Allah for having those people in our community. This is Block Talk Radio, Religion Means Alive. We have returned. We're back. We are thankful to Allah that we have been able to return. We are here today. Our theme today is a second tour of duty, which is what we're talking about today. We know that there are many problems in our community. There are issues and strides that we have, and we know Islam is the answer, brothers and sisters. We know that we, as Muslims in the community, need to begin to put in action what Allah has blessed us to have and receive in our hearts and in our minds. We know this. Allah has blessed us with all of the tools to have in our toolbox within the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the scriptures. We have the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have what I believe is the revival of the religion in America, Imam Waruseddin Muhammad, through his ministry and his son, the leader of Imam W.D. Muhammad Ministries in the Mosque Cares. We have the answer here in America. We have the answer for what's happening in New York. We have the answer of what's happening in Chicago. We have the answer of what's happening in Los Angeles. Islam is the answer. We need Muslim men in action. I heard an imam say that the problems begin to escalate in Chicago when Imam W.D. Muhammad left South Stony Island. I believe it. Because when you take a man like Imam W.D. Muhammad out of a community that was so distressed, away from the people, how could you have anything else but chaos? And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We need to have this second tour of duty. And it's going to work in two ways. It's going to be therapeutic for us as believers, because it's going to help us revive our faith. Imam W.D. Muhammad is a reviver. Here's why. Because he has come to us and told us that the Quran and Sunnah is the way. He has given us the blueprint. He said, believe in Allah. He said, believe in his message. He said, build community. And we have a message for you. And when we talk about building the community, we have a brother in our community who is representing us. He is a brother that have worked long and hard in our community, and he is representing our leadership. And he is none other than our Imam Alfred Muhammad. He is a beautiful brother, and we love him. But he is here to give us a message that is needed in our community. And we want everybody to listen closely, because this message is important for us, and it is important for those who are the most vulnerable in our community. And so, brother, without further, and sisters, without further ado, I bring to you my beloved brother, Alfred Imam Councilman Muhammad. Brother Alfred, are you with us? While we're waiting for Brother Alfred to come on, again, we need to have those conversations in our community. We know that these issues have come up. We know that there are problems in our community. We understand that there are situations that come up all the time. And so we need to have someone in our community to help us revive community. We need assistance. And so what is that assistance for us? It's the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is why it's so important for us to understand and listen to what Imam W.D. Muhammad has to say in his teachings and his writings. This is how he revived the religion in our community. And so we know that these things are important to us, brothers and sisters. And we are doing the best that we can to make sure that we get everything done. And so, brothers and sisters, without further ado, I'd like to introduce our brother, Alfred Muhammad, who is our lead speaker today and who will represent us in this lead talk in what we will be addressing today, Imam Alfred Muhammad. Hello, ma'am.